Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Each spring, Caldwell University science students have the opportunity to present their outstanding research projects at the Independent College Fund of New Jersey's Undergraduate Research Symposium. Biology student Eva Suhar was one of the students who presented her research this spring, and she joins us today along with her advisor, Associate Professor of Biology, Dr. Agnes Berkey. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Colette. Thank you for having us here.
Yes, thank you.
Eva, congratulations. This is exciting. What was your topic at the ICON Symposium?
I actually called my research the optimization of fluoridation using Streptococcus sanguinis and Streptococcus salivarius.
And what does that mean?
Yeah. So basically that means that I wanted to see how fluoride affects the good and the bad bacteria of the mouth. We actually found out that fluoride doesn't inhibit either bacteria at the same level that this fluoride is found in toothpaste, which is 1,500 parts per million. And when we increased the concentration of fluoride, we found that the bad bacteria was inhibited less than the good. So that's not really that's a little questionable, like about our toothpaste, like what it's actually doing in our mouth.
Interesting. Now, you started doing this research probably at least a year ago, right,
yes,
Dr. Berkey?
Yes, yeah.
Explain that process.
So to do research, usually we start our, it's part of our research class. And what we do is we start with first brainstorming. So that's what we did with Eva. Yes. So we brainstorm first what kind of project. These are independent research projects. This means that they are not my research, but the students come up with the idea and I just coach them through the process.
Yeah, there was like a good, at least 10 like solid ideas that we had.
Yes, and then from this we picked fluoride because it both has half relevance as well as environmental relevance, because Eva is really involved with environmental issues.
Mm-hmm. And how was it received, the results, the feedback?
The feedback was very good, actually.
People were very surprised. They're like, I might want to, you know, think twice about my toothpaste and try to, like, find different alternatives
for
and see, like, what exactly is it doing in the environment, like, when it goes down the sink.
Interesting. So tell us a little bit about some of the skills that you learned through this research. I mean, the science skills along with other types of skills you learned.
Well, the science skill that I, well, the method that I used was the Kirby-Bauer antimicrobial susceptibility test, which basically zones of inhibition. That means where the fluoride inhibited the growth of the bacteria and it could have also killed it off. So that was a really good skill to use. I used it also in microbiology, so it's very like prominent things.
Yeah. Right? It's an FDA approved method to check if any component has an antibacterial activity. It could be antifungal also, depending what organism we use. But if we use bacterium, so how it is, the bacterium is spread out on an agar plate and it grows. It's like a lawn, like a grass lawn, and then we use a disc which has the material. In this case, our fluoride. In a paper disc, and we put it on the lawn. And so from the disc, it will going to diffuse into the lawn. And then if it has any inhibitory or effect, it will going to kill the bacteria around the disc. So it will be a clear area where, for example, if it were to be grass, it would be no grass. And so we measure that, and it's called the zone of inhibition. It's a diameter of that circle that forms around the disc. And if it's large, it means it inhibits very much. And if it's small, if it doesn't inhibit, or if it's non-existent, it doesn't have an effect. And so that's what we saw with her 1,500 ppm fluoride, that didn't have an effect. So we didn't see any zone of inhibition. But when we increased the concentration, it did show a zone of inhibition. And with the good bacterium, it was large. And with the bad bacterium, it was smaller. So that's why the audience for Eva's poster was so surprised. We were surprised, too, that it really doesn't have a lot of antibacterial activity for that level of fluoride.
Wonderful. And who were the other students that worked on this project?
So Eva was mainly the first author, and it was her idea.
Correct.
And then, but she had her friends who were helping, so she had quite a lot of friends who helped her during the process.
Yeah, there was Christina Blonsky, who's actually in my research class, so she helped whenever she could. And then I had Amanda Serginoff and Debbie Balthazar help me frequently.
Wonderful.
It was really a pleasure to work with Dr. Berkey. Yeah.
Dr. Berkey, why is it so important for science students to be involved in research like this?
Sure. What happens is that they all learn, every science students learn every semester, what are the steps of scientific method, which is observations and making a hypothesis, and then using a method to answer that question, and then you have the results, and you have to evaluate it and make a conclusion. But when you do it, then it really makes sense. And so what I do with students, they come up with their own ideas. And this is called independent research, their own ideas. And then we figure out what kind of method we can use. We make a hypothesis in the form of a question. Then we find a method. Then we actually do the research together. We order things. And I always encourage my students to actually apply for a grant. ICFNG is a wonderful organization who gives money for yes. independent research. And mm-hmm. so they put a proposal in, which is already a work. They learn how to ask money. Exactly. It's a lot of work, as Ivan can tell. So they make a proposal which contains writing up what they want to do and what is the significance, what they're going to use, how much money they need for it. So it's quite involved. And so they learn it. They also have their CVs they have to submit and recommendation letters. And then we get the fund, which Eva did, is $1,000 for her research. Then we order the items. We've performed the experimentation, and she evaluates the results and then writes an abstract. And then she has to present, or if we get grants from ICFNJ, we are invited to the symposium where she actually presented this year. And then she presents it in a form of a poster. So when someone does research, she learns all the steps for real because they are doing it. But also they learn critical thinking, they learn troubleshooting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it gives them experience that they cannot really gain through classroom or even in lab, although I try to do my labs that is hypothesis driven, but it's so difficult to kind of mimic this experience. And the other thing that is very interesting about research is that you never do it alone. Like Eva done it with friends, and they came and had, and we had the research. It's a teamwork, and they learn teamwork and the importance of taking constructive criticism and giving constructive criticism, because knowing that this is for the benefit for the project. So it gives them experience that builds them up. And also employers look for these skills, and also graduate schools or many schools, even medical school, they look for these skills because it gives the experience and maturity to these students who they look for.
And you have your students go to other conferences with you too.
Yes, so ICFNJ, we went every year. This was the third annual ICFNJ conference, and we went every year. But I try to have students go to other conferences every year. So usually we go twice a year, one during the fall when they're still performing research, but I would like them to see how a conference is, how poster presentations are. So
that was super, super helpful. So I could actually see the environment that I'd basically be in while presenting, and other people's posters, and how excited that they were about their research.
And the other thing that they learn during this, that they see posters and they can identify which ones they like, which one they don't like, then how they like the presentations as a receiver, so that when they learn their bit, and then they learn how to present poster. They already have something, I want to do this way, but I don't want to do it that way. So it gives them experience. So we usually, a couple years we went to University of Maryland at Baltimore. There's an undergraduate research symposium. It's quite large, and we went there 2 years in a row. This is the fall, and this fall we went to MacCube, yes?
Yes?
We went to the MacCube. It was at
Montclair
State University, yes.
And locally. Then,
mm-hmm. Locally, so that's the fall, just to get experience. Although Debbie actually presented her Purge project that she'd done at Johns Hopkins University at Baltimore.
Debbie
she presented
Balthazar,
yes, presented.
Science
students, yes. But for the spring, when they actually present, Eva presented at ICFNJ, but we also went to William Patterson this year, the William Patterson Undergraduate Research Symposium, and that we took two posters, Eva's and also Pamela Marte and Jessica Biankovic.
Also science students.
They presented their study on the effectiveness of thieves' oil and pulling oil, which is a mixture of essential oils, on bacteria that can cause, and fungi that can cause, skin infections. And these oils are more effective than any other that we found at over-the-counter.
Very good. Tell me what's most rewarding about this, Eva. What did you find most rewarding to you?
That is a very good question. I really like that the whole process kind of made me become a scientist, like for real, like not just like in class where we're doing like a already like set up lab, but it was an opportunity to find out something that I was actually interested in.
And you had a very special guest come to the ICUNJ forum. Who was that?
That was
my... I'm looking at a picture of you with him.
That was my father, and he was in the army for many years, and now he's in the embassy, and he's stationed in Kabul, Afghanistan. So it was a real pleasure to have him there before he left for various trainings.
Wonderful. It was a rare opportunity.
Yeah, he was actually the first person, you know, to ask if he could come to support me, and that really helped a lot.
That
and
was
I think
special.
That I executed everything.
Beautiful.
Very
That's
well.
That's wonderful. Dr. Berkey, what are some of the plans? You get the last word here.
Yeah, okay.
For science students and research for 2016-2017.
We have students already interested in doing research, which is wonderful. And so we are working on a couple of ideas to actually check. One of them would be maybe forensic related. So they would like to check some characteristics of teeth. One of the students, she is from Egypt, and she's interested in how teeth look different in Egyptian people compared to other people. And it's very interesting for forensics, because if there is a disaster and we have to identify, unfortunately, many times teeth is the remains that remains only to identify people. And so to need to know the characteristics of this group would help forensic scientists to figure out the identity of individuals. And the other benefit, if dentists know, or people who go help in those parts of the country, they will know what to look for, what identifiers they may have to look for. So she is working on putting this proposal together and actually submit it for funding. So we're working with her, Yara, and Mike, and we have Dr. Sparling, who helping us, because she's also a dentist.
From the nursing department.
She's also a dentist, yes. So she's working, we are working together as a team to work out this project. We also have another student who would like to identify bacteria on iPhones and cell phones that may be harmful, so that we can take proper care, so that we will not fall sick so easily, especially in the season. And so this is another project we are thinking about. These are the two projects that actually currently we are brainstorming, but there are other students even coming today to think of other projects, because these are all independent research projects. So what I tell students, they have to come up with 10 ideas, and we go through each 10 and see which one we feel the strongest about.
Narrow the field,
exactly.
Very good. Well, you have some exciting projects for the upcoming year.
Yes,
and
yeah, we're very
we'll
excited.
Have to have you come back on and talk about those, right?
Yes, yeah, sure. I would be happy to do so. Thank you so much.
Thank you both for being here.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Our guests have been biology student Eva Suhar and Professor Agnes Berkey. A special thank you to John Key Parekh, who provided the technical for this podcast. I'm Colette Liddy. Please join us next time.